During the Haiti crisis, President Bush promised to turn back all refugees leaving the democratic country for American shores. The hard stand raised criticism among immigrants because refugees fleeing the dictatorship in Haiti's Caribbean neighbor, Cuba, are treated better. Nancy Soderbergh was a National Security Council official in the Clinton administration. She says the cause for discrepancy in policy is entirely political.
Cubans have long gotten a special deal because they have special friends in Florida, and they have long been able to come to this country under a quota system. The Haitians, if a Haitian is allowed into the United States, they have to basically swim ashore on and reach the beaches of Florida before the laws of this country apply to them, and they're allowed to apply for political asylum. Many of them are considered simple economic migrants and sent back to Haiti.
Of course, Haitian refugees say that the different treatment they get from the Cubans is unfair.
It is unfair, and life's unfair, and there are many inequities in our immigration system around the world. Irish, for instance, got a whole visa system just for them because they had lots of friends in Congress. But on the other hand, it's a democratic process. There are Americans in the United States who have lobbied for 50 years to have special treatment to their relatives in Cuba, and they've managed to get that through Congress and has the support of a large population in Florida. Haitians, unfortunately for them, do not have the same equitable support in the United States. If you look at what just happened in Haiti over the last few months, there was not a huge outcry, really, in the United States about what happened in Haiti. You had a few members of Congress talking about it, but there's no legislation. So it's a difficult situation for those who are caught in the economic and political circumstances.
Do you anticipate any changes in either the Cuban policy or the Haitian policy?
Certainly not between now and the election year. I think both of these are very hot political issues. Certainly no one's going to touch the Cuban policy anytime soon, and I think the chances of that policy changing while Castro is still in power is zero, but he won't live forever. With respect to Haiti, I think there's a lot of concern about how this was handled, but it's people want to look forward on Haiti, and I think the test in Haiti will be, will the new administration in January, whether it's a second Bush term or a Kerry administration, put the resources in there with the support of Congress and the United Nations and the regional hemispheric powers to stay there, build the police, build the institutions, and keep a force on the ground so that you don't have another cycle of violence that causes tens of thousands of Haitians to want to flee the poverty and political repression that's inevitably going to occur if we don't get it right this time.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Nancy Soderbergh, a National Security Council official in the Clinton administration, is a vice president of the International Crisis Group.